Slow Dreaming.
It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Welcome to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick, and are you ready for, I don't know how long, maybe an hour, maybe less, until we wrap up, until the whole thought that we're exploring today has been completely realized in the form of today's episode. What is the thought today? It's called making light. Making light. There's so many nuances to that phrase, like making light, like are you making sunlight? Making light like levity, you know, letting things be laughable and joyful light. I kind of want it to be all of the above. We're just making light. And the reason that I chose today's topic, and for those of you who are just tuning in, welcome. We choose a new topic every week. We explore how we think, how we feel, how we co-create, how we move through our lives, really, is what we talk about. So I chose making light because in my last episode, I mentioned what it feels like to be in the midst of change and transition, how to not know where you're going, how to desperately want to know where you're going, but not necessarily know how to get there or when you'll find out or when it will all come clear to you, and how to be okay when you're in a state like that. And partly what I suggested was, it's about being light, being light. So this is something that is increasingly fixating me lately. How I am inside of situations, not controlling how I'm feeling, not denying how I'm feeling, not trying to pigeonhole or force myself to feel or not feel a certain way. No. But how am I actually going through something? What are the feelings that are coming up in me? Are they knee-jerk feelings? Am I feeling lack? Am I feeling fear? Or are they conscious feelings where I can recognize I can feel however I want to feel in this situation, even if it looks bad, even if it's great? What happens if I pull the plug on that old biological drive? Something happens, you feel a certain way. Something happens, you feel a certain way. Something happens, you feel a certain way. Right? It's like being driven by a terrible, you know, cattle herder your entire life. Except the cattle herder, the one with the brand and the poker and all that, is you driving yourself. Can we break that chain? Can you decide who you want to be in every and any situation? Allowing yourself to feel, experience, go through it. You know, we don't stuff anything here. In the world of flow dreaming, to be a flow dreamer, you recognize that every emotion you experience has a beautiful purpose. Even the worst, grossest, most difficult, awful emotions, they have a purpose for you. They're a gift for you. Sometimes they're simply saying, please don't ever feel me again. Please don't get into a situation like this. Or you see something that's unbearable, stop it. But those are only the emotions that we consider quote-unquote negative. Positive emotions. What if you could choose to feel what you want to feel when you want to feel it? What if you could be light? What if you could make light? So in the mind-body spirit movement, there has been a phrase for many, many years called being a light worker. And yes, it's tempting to say, oh, these are people who dance around in fairy costumes and, like, you know, pretend that they whatever, whatever, and they talk to angels, and they're light workers, they heal the planet, blah, 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 blah. Let's look at it from another perspective, not saying that all of that isn't fine. But for those of you who are skeptical and critical, I'm trying to address you. Let's look at the other way of making light. What if the very act of shifting your emotional state from one of darkness, despair, negativity, and lack to instead a state of light, ease, and joy is in fact the very foundation, the very basis for the growth of human consciousness, for the growth of human spirit? What if that singular thing is it? What if that's the one thing we all have to master first before we master our oracle card readings and our intuition and all the rest of it? What if it's that one basic thing? Stop being controlled by your biology. Stop being controlled by fear. Stop being controlled by that feeling that you have to react to something, that you have to prepare, brace for things. Stop. Because as long as you're doing that, and we are all in mass doing that by the billions, how are we to evolve? So flow dreaming is an act both of learning how to co-create your life, your reality, and your future, as well as a means to uplift and completely change your little tiny piece of this spectrum of light that we are. You know, sometimes, like right now, I have a flash of the earth from outer space at night. You know, those posters with the cities, and the cities are all lit up. Imagine instead of cities being lit up, every individual was lit up. Would you be one of that light? Would you be one of them? Would you be lit inside, or would you be dark inside? God, I wish we had a map like that, showing the individual fires and light and ease and flow and joy inside every individual. I bet you heaven has something like that. That's probably the definition of non-physical, right? The definition of the other side. They have that map. They look at it. They have cheers and cheerleaders for it and rooting sections like, get more light over there in that country. Get more light in that city. Get more light in those people. When will they let go of that biological drive for fear and shame and guilt and heartache and victimhood and I can't and I don't trust and I don't believe? When? When does humanity really take that next step? Let's step into light. So let me tell you how I feel about this. It has nothing to do with being a light worker in the classic sense, but it's very much about being a light worker, right? The worker of light that we do, that I teach, that you do when you flow dream, when you take that power back inside yourself, when you start to co-create and trust and grow and flow and get comfortable and at ease with your life and change and yourself and your relationships, when you can step back with about anything and kind of laugh and say, it's all good. I know it's a big deal to you. I will let it be a big deal too if you like, but honestly, it's all good. Let's love each other, right? I mean, I know that sounds hippy-dippy, but that's also kind of our goal if we secretly admit it. I mean, we want that in our own families, right? We want everyone to get along. We want everyone to love each other. So we're always working toward that light. Let's start with making light inside of you before we're even making light for everyone else, right? You are the light that lights up the room. If you light up a room that's dark, everyone else in it gets lit. I don't mean get lit like my teenage daughter would mean it. No, I mean it like you light up and there's a dark room of people around you, they light up too, right? That's why I'm a teacher, because I light up. I don't light up all the time. I'm not constantly lit. But I light up enough, and I've learned how to light myself enough that people want to crowd in the room, and I want them to do it too, so I can show them how to do it, and they can carry their light out to the next room, and the next room, and the next room. So how do you get lit inside yourself? How do you make your life easy and flowing and free? First thing I do is I recognize that I have a choice every minute, every second, And the choice becomes very clear and very obvious, especially in those moments where the choice is difficult, where it's not naturally easy. If I was just hanging out with my kids watching a funny movie on TV, it'd be so easy to be light. I'd feel so connected and light and like, oh, everything is great. But when I'm having that moment, when I'm worrying, for instance, will my cancer come back? That's a moment when I have to struggle to turn on the light. It's a moment where I have to ask myself, how do you want to feel right now? Do you have evidence for cancer? No. Do you have fears about it? Yes. What are you afraid of and why are you allowing them to hurt you right now? I don't know. I admit, I have no good reason. I don't know. It's all a bunch of what-ifs in my head that I'm stacking up and playing with like a bunch of barbaric blocks. I don't need to feel that way. I'm going into lack thinking. So maybe you've heard my podcast about lack thinking, where I talk about the ways that lack thinking dominates us. If there was one scourge of humanity, aside from maybe disease and nuclear weapons, besides those two, I would eliminate lack thinking. In fact, lack thinking might even be the origin of both of those if I really go down to it. But lack thinking is what makes everything heavy. It's what makes everything a burden. It's what makes you anticipate it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. There was a woman a few years ago. Her name is Julia Rogers Hamrick, I think. Oh my goodness, I remember your name. You made an impression on me. She wrote a book called How to Live an Easy World, and it stuck with me. She's a really cool lady. And the whole point, the book was kind of like fluffy and fun, but the point of it was, you have a choice. Do you want to make your world be easy? And at first you'd say, oh, that's stupid. The world is hard. There are tough things. You've got cancer and you've got heartbreak and you've got, you know, your kids going bad and messing up your whole concept of being a mother. You got all these horrible, you know, things that are always going on. How could the world be easy? Because it's a choice. How do you want to be in every one of these situations? Do you want to let every negative situation define how you will be in it? Do you want every negative situation to tell you, okay, you've got to go in lack now. Okay, you've got to go in fear now. Okay, you've got to go in guilt now. Okay, you've got to go in these horrible, deep, you know, depressive feelings now. Do you want that? Well, why do you let it? Well, because they're more powerful than me. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. You're not in light because these things outside of you are more powerful than you. And they're making you feel a certain way. What if they're not? What if those things outside you will pass like everything else, but you will stay? Who are you then? What are you then? Just marked and scarred? Perhaps. What if you could be marked and scarred a little bit less? What if you could say, I'm going to be in light through this. I'm going to be light in this. I'm going to anticipate lightness in everything that happens to me and for me. Even the most difficult things, I'm going to anticipate lightness in. I want light. I want ease. I want bounce. I want joy. I want those feelings. Wherever they can flood in, wherever they can crowd in, if they can fill in the cracks of the situation, fill them in. Because I'm looking for you. I'm wanting you. I'm asking for you. And I am self-generating you. How do you think your future is going to respond if you do that? Well, if you have trust in your future, then you'd say, my future will factor that in, and my future will give me light. Lightness of being, lightness inside situations. Think about this. Think about the people you consider holy, you consider, you know, heroes to you. Maybe one of the things about them is they made terrible burdens feel light, feel like something you could all carry. Think of Martin Luther King, right? He was railing against horrible behavior, thought patterns in our country, the U.S. Yet he made people feel they could put it on their shoulders and carry it. that it was lighter, that it could change, that they could change it, right? That lift up. Every great leader has done that, made it feel something that was heavy and unchangeable and horrible became something that was changeable, that was fluid, that we could all carry together, lift it up, made it feel light. Isn't it funny? When a leader can do that, that's actually what creates change. It becomes light. When you have a leader that creates fear and creates antagonism, creates, you know, war against each other, things feel heavy. People feel despair. Our shoulders slump. We can't carry it. We can't hold it. It's not light. And if you're like me, I just want to run and hide. I want to avoid it. I don't want to watch the news. I don't want to watch people who make me feel that way. But the leaders who lift it up and make things that are big feel light, I am so drawn to that. And so are we all. But you don't need a big leader. You just need you. You need you in your own life doing that. Look at something right now in your life. Something heavy. What if that heavy thing became light? What if that heavy thing became light right now? Don't worry about how. What if it became light? What if it just bobbed up to the surface of your heart and started unwinding and untangling and smoothing out and becoming easy? And you were shaking your head with amazement and joy. How is this happening? Wow, I never would have guessed. Oh my God, this is so amazing. Look how this is changing and working out. Look how everyone's loving each other. Everyone's forgiving each other. Everyone's coming to agreement with each other. Everything is coming to terms. What if this heaviness became light? What if the heaviness that maybe something happened to you in the past, it's been haunting you, it's been holding on to you, it's been making you feel a certain way about yourself, who you are. What if that became light? So light it let go of you. You let go of it. And you could float up. You could shine. That's the kind of light I'm talking about. It starts with you, right? Takes a village, but it starts with you. It starts at home, whatever those old sayings are. That's what being light is. So look at the situation that you have right now, and I want you to feel it as if it's light. It's easy. It's working out. It's taking care of itself. It's happening. It's moving toward a direction where everything is going to be okay, and your heart is at ease. Why don't you feel that? Instead of constantly reacting to the negativity of it, to the despair of it, to the intransigence of it, just feel the ease. What you feel is what you create. As long as you're focusing on the difficulty, life will happily serve up more difficulty. If you are focusing on the light of it, life will say, snap, snap, an order went in for light. Let's get that cooking. Come on, she's waiting at the table. Give her some light. Give her some ease. She changed her feeling state. She's ready. The art of creating light is of being light. You do it inside yourself. You do it especially around the things that are the most difficult. Not ignorance, not pretending they're not happening. Full recognition of your life and your situation as it is in all of its stark nakedness. But your feeling toward it is now different. How can we make you light? How can we make this shine? How can I feel differently in this? Now, understand, this is not always the easiest thing. I get it. What if you're all on board, but the other person you're involved with is saying, screw you, you're ridiculous, you're crazy, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to continue to be an evil little devil to you. Does that mean you have to play their game? Be an evil little devil back? Be disappointed, upset, let them have all the control over how you feel? Or can you still say, fine, you can be that way. I'm going to be light. I have hopes and I have desires and I have wishes. But above all, I want to be light inside myself because nothing is so important to me that it will cause me to go dark. If I go dark with you, if I go dark about this one thing, I'm dark everywhere else in my life. I'm dimmed. I'm dark. I'm heavy. I've got the dark in my light now. It's like a sunspot obscuring that piece of light. It's how you be light. It's a choice. So we're going to go to a break, and when we get back, I want you to flow dream with me, and I want you to feel what it's like to lift up and be lightweight, be a feather. Feel that. Know you can do it anytime you want, any place you want. Be in a state of ease, in a state of joy, in a state of comfort, in a state of knowing all is well. All is well. All is well. So stay with me, and we'll be right back after this break. It's summer, and while we're on break, have you checked out Me School? In Me School, we travel together over a year through everything that you are. You get to discover what drives you, how you're made, and how powerful you actually are. We play with intuition and flow dreaming, and you get to see exactly how you're continually co-creating your future. Aren't you curious what you're doing? I ask you to bring two big goals to the table, and you reach them using tools you've probably never been exposed to before. If you're curious, go to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. Set up a call, and either I or one of my team will help you see exactly what you can do with your life. And if you choose to join Me School, well, then I look forward to spending this year with you live as we work together to create miracles. Welcome back. And by the way, if you like this topic, if you like what we're doing here right now, talking about light and ease, you might want to go to flowdreaming.com, check out the shop. You can find us via the app, the Flow Dreaming app. I have several of them in the app stores. Or go to the website, you know, on the regular old computer. There's a playlist called My Flowing Easy Life. And I've recorded some beautiful playlists, beautiful flow dreams that bring you into this state. And very nice, highly produced, nice, getting you right into the state. What we're about to do right now is kind of a sample, right? This is what it tastes like to shift yourself, to shift your feelings, to shift into that state of I am now in flow, I am in light, and yeah, this makes sense. I want to be who I want to be in any situation. And in any situation, I have the ability to feel light, to feel at ease, to feel like a feather blowing in the wind, right? It's the old song, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind, right? This is you being light and being in ease. Hardship, difficulty, heaviness, drama, those are emotions too. And they may feel like they dominate, but they don't. They don't. You have a choice. You can be in them or you could not be in them. So let's go ahead and close your eyes. If you don't know what you're doing, it's not meditation, not hypnosis, affirmations, none of that. It's its own little thing. It's called flow dreaming, and you can learn about it again at the website. If you know what you're doing, come along with me. If you don't know what you're doing, just come along and have fun until you go to my website and figure out exactly what this thing is. It's based on guided daydream, imagination, and an emotional energetic connection in the state of flow, which is a recognized psychological state. I step it up from there and call it a recognized spiritual state. Call it both. So close your eyes with me and relax. Let yourself go. Deep breath, relaxing. You don't need any stress, any tension. You're going into flow. You're going into joy. Going into relaxation. You're going into a state of light, of liftoff, of lifting up, of bouncing from the bottom point, the point where your feet on the floor, where you're feeling gravity, perhaps even feeling more than gravity, you feel the weight of life, sandbags on your ankles and wrists. You feel those letting go. You feel the ropes that are holding you dissolve. You feel yourself lift. You feel your life. You can see what it could be like, what it is like, in some way, some place, where everything is easy for you, everything is light, where there aren't any burdens, weights, grief, anger, frustration, melancholy. Those feelings exist, you're aware of them. But what you choose to feel is light, ease, like a little silvery minnow slipping along a stream. Easy. There's nothing in your way. You're made for this. You're meant for this. You slip and slide forward, joyfully, exploring, living, loving these moments. Feel these moments. They're dropping in your hand like precious drops of water, dropping in the palm of your hand. A moment, a moment, a moment. You want to lap those up. It's your life dripping into your hand. It's easy. Almost every minute of your day is actually quite easy. There's no strife and drama as you take a shower. There's no strife and drama as you brush your teeth. There's no strife and difficulty as you have breakfast. Maybe there are points and pockets during the day where you feel difficulty. Obstruction. Maybe there are some overlying heavy upper level things like gray clouds, situations around you, but think about this. In this moment, you are clean, dry, and warm. You're in a state of ease. You're naturally in a state of ease. Life is about ease, not restriction. Life is about ease and limitlessness. Not holding you back. These moments that are dropping into your hand, ease, joy, inside everyone. Did you forget about that? Where have you been that you've been missing that? This second, this moment right now, ease, joy, flow. You getting to choose who you are and what you are in this moment, you. In ease, in joy, in light. Feel that. This is you. Now go ahead and return. Allow yourself to come back from this feeling, returning. And you open your eyes. Open your eyes back from flow. Having just flicked your Bic You've made a little piece of light. You've remembered your light. It's always there. It never goes away. You just uncovered it. You uncovered the candlestick. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. You remembered for a second who you are, what you really are. And you can choose to be in light and in ease and in flow anytime, no matter what you're feeling or being, anytime. You can be in it. So until next time, by the way, next time might be when you talk to me on the phone, personally, one-on-one. Me School has been enrolling, and I've been taking your calls, and wow, this is shaping up to be an amazing class. So if you're not sure if it's enrolling or not right now, go to the website. It will tell you. If it is, you can talk to me, and I can tell you if you would benefit from Me School or not. And believe me, I am honest. I will tell you if it's time or not. So I hope to talk to you then as my future student. We get to work together closely for the year, which is always delightful. I love it. And if not, I'll see you next time here, same time, same place, for more flow dreaming. That's a wrap for today. But if you want to keep things going, then download my free flow dreaming apps. That's right, there's two of them. The first app allows you to listen to this podcast anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search and favorite episodes. The other app hooks you up with my manifesting store, which includes an oracle to help you see what direction you most are in need of right now and advice. You can also sample all kinds of flow dreams and put together a library of your own. So to find these apps, just search Flow Dreaming in iTunes or on your Google App Store.